You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
How's this been for you watching Jeremy now get multiple starts in a row?
It's been a lot of fun. You know, we're up 3-1 in the series. You know, it's always going to get harder and harder for every game that goes by. Stay true to ourselves and still enjoying the moment.
Is it something for you, you kind of known that both of you guys are playing well, that something like this could be the way that it went? You try to keep the right perspective on it?
Definitely. You know, there's a reason why I'm here today, and it's not being a sulky little crybaby about not playing or anything like that. You know, I try to stay professional, supporting the guys throughout the team or throughout the period here. We're out there every practice, trying to be better, try to push people in the way that I can, obviously, and try to bring that energy and try to do whatever I can when I'm off the side as much as I try to do when I'm in the game.
I lay my heart on these tracks, and your chain comes along, and it was all right, now it's all wrong. That's just how it goes when you're gone.
The Bruins will try to close out the series with the Maple Leafs tonight, and Lena Sallmark says that if Jeremy Swayman is in net, he won't be a crybaby about it. Mm. Interesting, though, this morning, during They Said It, Scheim took that as a shot at Jeremy Swayman.
Like, this isn't something that you just say off the cuff. Like, this is something clearly that has been an issue prior, and to me that indicates that last year, I bet Swayman was unhappy with the fact that Linus Omark was full-time in net in the playoffs, so Omark is throwing shade at Jeremy Swayman.
My God, you guys, you're trying to make something out of nothing.
No, this he's talking about being a crybaby.
I say crybaby all the time.
Yeah, but you say it directly at somebody or about somebody. No, you don't just pull it out of thin air.
No, I would say I'm not going to be a crybaby.
But why would you even say that?
I think that you guys want them to not like each other so badly.
You want to believe the hug is way. Something. It's not.
Yeah, you're
I want to believe everything that I've been told and everything that I've seen on and off the ice between these two, spending holidays together and everything in between. That's why I think that there is no issue. You guys, we are up 3-1 in the series, and all we're going to talk about is, well, there's got to be some trouble in paradise when you have two amazing goalies on the team.
They tried to trade
give me
one
a break.
Of them.
No, you guys are just a bunch of pessimists.
Courtney,
when you follow celebrities, right?
You don't need to make it a celebrity thing, Curtis. Let's keep it with sports. You guys want to talk sports all the time. I just think that it's
I'm trying to make the point. I'm not pointing. Using that as some way to denigrate your sports knowledge. I'm saying when it comes to relationships.
Yeah.
Okay. Not messing with sports. Whatever the relationship, whatever the field. When there is this overcompensation of people saying how well people get along, it's usually a tell that they're trying to make something that's difficult look like it's all going in the right direction.
And I don't
think
that there's an overcompensation. I think that these two are asked about it 24/7. Mm. We have Sophia on. We ask her about it. We have Razor on. We ask him about it. We are constantly asking about their relationship. That's why it's being talked about.
But then why couldn't he just say, I'm here for my guy?
Right.
Why did he have to specifically mention, I'm not going to show up?
Because
like
he probably heard
crybaby.
All of us say how passive he is whenever he's asked about it.
Yeah, but nobody has ever called him a crybaby.
No, I'm confused now. Do we want Linus Allmark to be the goldfish and be passive about the whole situation and not care whether or not he's in goal? Or do we want him to take the Swayman approach and want to tell everybody that he wants to be in goal? Because
good
when
point.
Swayman did that, we were all praising him, saying, that's who we want. So if I'm Linus Allmark, I hear that.
But
all right, then I'm
going
to change my mentality the way that I speak to media.
But this isn't him saying that he wants to be a net. This is him saying, I'm not going to show up to work like a sulky crybaby. That's what it is. Like, that has nothing to do with him playing a net.
As, don't you always tell us that listen to what people say, you know, whether it's Travis, whether it's Taylor, how they talk about each other. And isn't
yeah, Wiggy, like the majority, I got to tell you and Shyam, the majority of the texters are suggesting that Courtney's right. They don't hear anything in that.
Well, then they probably have what you have. They have the Greg air hair wax. Because when a guy says, he literally, what was the beginning part of it? He goes,
I'm trying to be professional.
No, no, but even before that, he goes, I'm upset.
It's hard to hear the audio. Is that just me with my ear thing?
No, yeah. No, it's locker room audio.
Yeah. You can play it again if you want. Yeah. Play it again for Wiggy.
How's this been for you watching Jeremy now get multiple starts in a row?
It's been a lot of fun. You know, we're up 3-1 in the series. You know, it's always going to be harder and harder for every game that goes by. Stay true to ourselves and still enjoying the moment.
Is it something for you, you kind of known that both of you guys are playing well, that something like this could be the way that it went? You try to keep the right perspective on it?
Definitely. You know, there's a reason why I'm here today, and it's not being a sulky little crybaby about not playing or anything like that. You know, I try to stay professional, supporting the guys throughout the team or throughout the period here. Go out there every practice, trying to be better, try to push people in the way that I can, obviously, and try to bring that energy and try to do whatever I can when I'm off the side as much as I try to do when I'm in the middle.
And even more so, he was asked once, gave a very, you know, supportive answer, and then was asked a follow-up to try to get more out of him. Like, it's
but what's
just
wrong for them to be like, I don't get, see, this is what's confusing to me for all the Linus and Swayman people. What is wrong for them to be competitive people and have the and want to be the guy? Like, why do they have to dislike each other because they both want to be the guy?
I just think that they're in support of each other.
Right, but
I'm sure they both want to be the guy. There's no issue with that. But
right,
I think you guys are trying, you're taking it another step further, saying that they actually have issues with each other.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying they might support each other, but they both want to be the goalie. They both want to be the guy.
Okay, but do you agree that now that there's an issue between Swayman and Allmark?
No, I think what there is
so you don't think that there's an issue?
There's an issue on them both wanting to be the number one goalie and be the starter every game.
I mean, a texter says it is at the most passive-aggressive. Is it like a passive-aggressive statement that he's making?
Sure. I just think that there's clearly something wrong. Like, in this relationship, in this situation for them, it's the whole reason they probably tried to deal Linus Allmark at the deadline in the first place.
If you
like,
this
is not him being like Swayman, hey, I just want to be out there every single minute of every single game.
It's a big example, Greg, of actions versus words. The actions of the organization suggest they were happy to say goodbye to Linus Allmark. The actions of the head coach in the playoffs has been, Jeremy Swayman is our guy, and what you're hearing from Linus Allmark is the reigning Vezina winner on the bench saying, I'm not going to bitch like my friend did last year.
Yeah.
I'm here to answer your questions.
The reason I'm at practice is because I'm going to be a team player, and I'm going to be professional about
it. And he said it is hard, but if you would ask both of them separately in a room, you know how I love reality shows and they always have the confessional booth? If you were to say, hey, Linus, do you want to be the starter every single game? I'm going to bet you he says yes, the same with Swayman.
Yeah.
Like, that's where I think the issue is. Both of these guys, they might be in support, but you don't think they go in their own mind like, oh, I would have made that save.
Yeah.
I'm playing good. Why is Montgomery not starting me?
You guys are like, oh, we can't make a big deal out of the Jays anymore. They seem to be getting along. Let's go to Swayman and Allmark.
Yeah, but one guy in that situation, knows his role and took the back seat.
Yeah.
Jaylen Brown. Right?
And I think Omar is very supportive of Swayman being out there.
That doesn't sound supportive.
And Swayman was very supportive of the one game Omar got. And if we
it's easier to take the back seat when you get the max deal for $380 million or whatever it is.
Saying I'm going to show up and try to be professional isn't really being supportive.
Right. And I'm sure if Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown passive-aggressively referred to the other as a crybaby, we wouldn't talk about it.
He wasn't referring to the other as a crybaby. He was referring to himself. I'm not going to be a crybaby.
Because clearly someone else had showed up and been a crybaby.
That is not clearly to me.
A texter is suggesting that the reason that Shime likes the term crybaby is because that's what he is called often by those who are beating him up.
I haven't been beat up like ever since I was like a kid.
Just a little slap across the face.
Well, no.
The bottom.
I'm talking about times I haven't asked for it, Greg.
But isn't there two things that he says?
Call me a crybaby right now.
Hit me harder.
Get that yodel out of my face.
Shove that pinky in my mouth.
Oh, God, save that.
Aren't there two things that he says that have us scratching our head? One is the crybaby, and the other one's being professional.
I want you to aggressively milk me right now.
Oh!
That's not accurate.
I've got nipples. Can you milk me, Todd?
No, I was saying there are two things. When somebody says being a crybaby or being professional, like, what? Why do you need to say either one of those two? We know that you're a professional. So when you say, I'm trying to be professional, trying to be a crybaby.
You've been saying this for a long time. I think you're coming at it, as you should, because that's what you are. But you're coming at it from the former professional athlete point of view that he must be pissed that he's not getting the starts. And so you're projecting that onto him, which is creating something that I don't necessarily agree with Shime and Curtis on, and you, which is that there's a real issue between the two of them. I think Courtney is.
I think there's a real issue when it comes to which one believes they should be in net every night. You don't believe that? You don't believe one of those guys thinks that they're better than the other?
They absolutely think they're both better than each other.
Right. So
okay, but the record doesn't show that when it comes to at least this series. Jeremy Swayman is the better goaltender against the Toronto Maple Leafs.
I totally agree.
Does Linus Allmark, does he not get that? I mean,
But do you think Linus goes, Swayman's better than me?
No.
Right. So that's the point I'm getting at. They, as a former professional athlete and anybody in general, people always believe I can do better
than
that person.
This is Joe the Trash Man. Hey, Joe.
Courtney is 100% correct. All right? This is typical sports radio crap, which Simon Cooper is trying to pull right now.
Yeah.
Well, it's something out of nothing. All right? He's asked the question all the time. How's he supposed to respond? Are you kidding me right now?
Yeah, it's very simple, Joe the Trash Man. You respond with, I'm here to support my guy, instead of saying, I'm not going to show up. I'm going to try and be professional and not show up like a sulky crybaby. You don't bring that up unless somebody prior has shown up like a sulky crybaby.
So he's not going to use the Shine robot response. Use his own words, but then you're going to pull this, right? He's being a crybaby.
Every Patriot in history has used the robot response.
Stop pulling the crap.
Yes, good for you. You're up 3-1. What happened last year when you were up 3-1? You lost. So don't lose this time. Don't let infighting or anything like that ruin anything and win. And if you win, nobody cares. Nobody cares about anything as long as you win. But all of us are on the are hesitant and anxious and filled with anxiety because last year you were in this spot and you screwed it up. The Bruins have lost 4 straight games when trying to close out a series. Okay, so let's win tonight and then who cares? Then it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it might be a language barrier thing. Several texters are suggesting on the Subaru of the
language barrier.
It's a language barrier.
Montgomery, talk about effing up the church's money. Montgomery then effed up the church's money. Wow. Because this whole goalie rotation, and Courtney, I agreed with you in the beginning. If you are going to do it, stick to it. But the fact that he didn't stick to it after, what was that, game 3 into game 4, now he's in a position where you have to play Swayman tonight. And if Swayman wins, and we talked about this with Razor, you can't start Linus in game 1 against Florida.
So I think you can.
This is actually an interesting point of view.
Mm-hmm.
So by going into this and talking like you were going to stick with the rotation,
right?
You've offended Linus Allmark.
You did something. Yeah. You offended him in the sense like, well, wait a second. We're supposed to be in a rotation. Now, when it was my turn to stop.
Why didn't I get game four?
Right. Now, and then Swayman wins and he plays well. So he's not getting game five. And I asked the question, if Swayman wins a series for you, how do you start the next guy in the next series and sit the guy who just helped you get there? You don't think that's going to affect Swayman's feelings? So what does Montgomery do now? He has to start Swayman in game one.
Better start Swayman tonight, and right. I better start Swayman the whole way
through. Right, but no, but I'm just saying, if they win tonight and they get to game one, and I know I'm thinking ahead, you have to start Swayman in game one against Florida, and then if he wins, then now you go back to Linus?
All right, I want to get to Jerry and Patrick on this, and Paul from Uxbridge on this, so we'll do that coming up. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Team Malone. And just a reminder to everybody, I'm allowed to go back at somebody and I'm not going to cry about it. Or I'm not going to be
upset.
Don't
be a crybaby. Correct.
I'm not being a crybaby. Right. Everybody argues on this show, but when I do it, everyone gets really, you know, offended or says, oh, here comes Courtney. Courtney's going to cry.
No.
Not the case.
No.
It's just
was my fault. Yeah.
No,
that,
we're not going back there.
Yes,
I'm just
was.
Saying I'm allowed to disagree with Curtis.
I'm going to regret that till the moment I pass.
Yeah, well,
it's like the song,
which may be soon, based on my current medical condition. I can't hear a thing. Hello, is anybody talking?
The Celtics take down the Heat 102-88 in Miami, going up in the series 3-1. Derek White continues to go off. He had 38 in this win. Jason Tatum ended with a double-double, 20 points and 11 rebounds. Not all good news. Kristaps Porzingis left the game near the end of the second quarter. He did not return. An apparent calf strain. He'll have further imaging done today, but Kristaps himself took to X to reassure fans, saying, good W tonight. D. White is special. Thanks for all the support. Will be good.
W-I-L-L.
Yep.
Will be good. Good. Okay.
Yep.
So this is a case in which the extended period between games that the NBA forces on everybody is a good thing.
Greg, correct. What's the updated vernacular to say you'll be good in today's lingo?
Will be lit.
Okay.
Yes.
Not will be fire.
I think it's will be Gucci.
No, I think that's a little old.
Is Gucci old?
Yeah, Gucci's old.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. I didn't know Gucci was old.
Yeah. Is Gucci Mane calling it at 8:45?
You think you know who it is, right?
I'm pretty certain, but I don't want to make any inaccurate prognostications.
Definitely a Maple Leafs fan based on where this individual was born. I will tell you that much.
If it's Tim Horton, Shime's going to lose his mind.
No donuts for me.
It is arguably a top 20 Canadian music act, maybe top 10 Canadian music act all time.
Wow.
It's not Ann Murray. This individual is not a part of Ann Murray's band.
Was his song in Titanic?
It's Drizzy Drake.
No.
Oh.
Well, man, I know who this artist is.
I would think you will, yes. I mean, Curtis, the reason we do have an announcement to make because the artist is doing something to help the foundation raise money. But
who cares?
Curtis, this is really a mystery guest just for Curtis at 8:45.
Maybe my favorite concert I have ever been to was for this group.
If it is
this group.
Okay.
If it's not Geddy Lee, I'll riot.
All right, game five for the Celtics will be back here tomorrow, but tonight the Bruins will try to close it out. Puck drop at the TD Garden at 7. Austin Matthews did not practice with the team yesterday. He's expected to be on the trip to Boston. A decision will be made at some point today on whether or not he's good to go for game five. The Sox also in action tonight. First pitch against the Giants at 7:10. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 6:10 for the Mass Mutual pregame show. And then Joe Castiglione and Will Fleming have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. In football, Christian Barmore has agreed to a 4-year extension with the Patriots. The deal has a max value of $92 million, which includes $41.8 million in guaranteed money. And do you or a loved one remember receiving free samples of cigarettes when you were a child? And have you been diagnosed with lung, bladder, or throat cancer within the last 3 years? You may be eligible to file a free lawsuit. Call the lawyers at Team Malone at 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's 1-888-SMOKE-18. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right, 49 degrees in Boston. Courtney, afternoon high 55. And is the band Broken Social Scene?
No.
Is it the Bruins goalie rotation, DOA?
No, it's
all right,
not.
I have a list of Canadian bands. I'm just trying to see which one. No. I'll keep guessing.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Gerard, last one for me is, do you think this team is better today than it was at the end of last season? Do you think that it looks like better than a 4-win team?
100%. I think this team is better, but once again, we have to see when we go to the training camp, and the preseason. I will say we have, going back to the coaches, I feel very good, very confident about the coaches that we have on this staff and their competency and understanding of the X's and O's, and we're all on the same page, so I feel good about it.
Well, Curtis, it was the Gerard Mayo comment on Tom Brady that went viral yesterday, but that was of interest. Gerard Mayo suggesting that this team will be 100% better. So that's 8 wins, right? 100% better is 8 wins next season?
That would be double.
Okay.
I mean, Chimes already got his money on it, which means it's not going to happen. But
it'll definitely happen.
We're going to hold you accountable on that, Coach Mayo. I mean, 100% better. It's a 2 for Tuesday, and it is exactly 8:30. So I have a pair of Red Sox tickets to give to you right now. If you are caller number 9 on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937, you will win a pair of tickets to see the Red Sox and the Giants tomorrow night at Fenway. Call now. Listen all day. Next pair of tickets coming up at 9:30, and then every single hour all day long, 2 for Tuesday. We are not hoarding our Red Sox tickets around here. We are giving them to you. If you missed Gerard Mayo yesterday, you can go back and listen to that entire interview on the Odyssey app, and you can do that with anything that you miss on this show or others here on Boston Sports Original. So if you haven't downloaded the Odyssey app yet, you should do it. AUDACY. This is Jerry from Framingham. Jerry, thanks for hanging on. What's up?
Good morning, Gregory. How are you?
Excellent, other than the ear thing.
Yeah, how's that working?
Huh?
Very funny. Good morning, everyone else. I didn't mean to slight you. Good morning. No. Two things, if I can. Let's get to the goalie controversy. But before I do that, Greg, I know your time in Bermuda is tight. Mm-hmm. Coming in to the airport or out of the airport, you cross an aqueduct. Just after the aqueduct is an iconic place in Bermuda. It's called the Swizzle Inn. If you can carve out 45 minutes for food, go to the Swizzle Inn, get a pitcher of rum swizzles, the conch fritters, and their fish sandwich, and you will be sitting pretty.
We have two road shows, if you will. In Bermuda next week, Courtney and I only. Wiggy is not able to go.
Wiggy, that's bad.
He's, I wish. You got family stuff that you got to attend to.
So we will definitely try the Gosling's Rum Swizzle because that is the official drink of Bermuda, and can't wait for that.
The logo, slogan.
That and the Dark and Stormy.
The slogan of the Swizzle-In is Swizzle-In, Stumble Out.
Oh, really? Okay. Can't wait.
Yeah, there you go. So, goalie controversy.
Yes.
Scheim's assertion that Allmark is being a crybaby is conjecture. There's no basis to that. He has nothing to base it on. And I suggest it is maybe more indicative of Scheim's personality. If he were in that position, how he would respond. Allmark, in response to a question from a reporter, had to answer that question. Now, he could have said a number of things, and he could have said one thing a number of ways. He could have said, I'm here to present myself to support my teammates and to win the title, right? He could have said it that way. He could have said, I'm here for my guys. I'm not going to be a crybaby. I'm not going to fuss and piss and moan. He could have answered that question a number of ways. Scheim just doesn't like the way he said it, and he's reading into that comment things that might be counterproductive.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's weird that he said, I'm going to try to be professional.
Right.
Like, that indicates to me that it's an issue for him.
Bingo.
And we've omitted the salty element that he said, salty little crybaby. Of course, we all give our perspective based on what we think we would do, but in reading the situation, the plan has shifted, and the person that has suffered is Linus Ullmark. That's it. And so when that's going on, and you say that, it's not, you know, some crazy thing to infer what he means.
But can you blame Jeremy Swayman for being salty if he was last playoffs because Ullmark was hurt and he wasn't in that. He was not playing in those games. Like, I'd be salty too.
There's also some people are saying that he said sulky. Some people are saying he said salty.
Sulky or salty.
Yeah.
I mean, either way.
Language barrier.
Oh, I think they're a bit different. Sulky and salty, but.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Sulky is depressed. Salty is angry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But both are negative connotations.
Correct.
This is Paul from Uxbridge. Hello, Paul.
Hey, guys. Morning.
Hey.
Okay, so first off, Curtis, Greg hates Rush. I don't know why. He hates my favorite band.
I do.
Two, does it disturb you guys to hear Greg say milking and banky as much as I do? Okay. and then lastly, Wiggy, I will bet you a Bloody Mary next time we're up at Loon, the first Bloody Mary, you'll see Ullmark in game one should we make it through against to Florida.
Okay? Really?
So Swayman's the hot hit, yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I don't know how Jim Montgomery can do that.
And why, Paul?
I hung up on him. So let's assume that Swayman looks fantastic tonight. They win this game at home, close the series out.
Yep.
You're telling me that Jim Montgomery goes back to Linus Ullmark for game one of that series just because he was better against them in the regular season?
I mean, he just had more opportunities in the regular season. Jeremy Swayman was 1-0 against them. Linus Ullmark just happened to get 3 starts against them.
Yeah, and that's why I said Montgomery then effed up the church's money, because he is now in a position where the only time you can really go back to Linus is if there is an injury with Swayman, or if Swayman has one of those games where he gives up like 5 goals and you go, all right, but how else do you go back to him if Swayman's playing well?
This is Phil on the Cape. Hello, Phil.
Morning, guys. How we doing?
What's good? Phil, are you coming to either? Are you coming to either of the Cape Cod road shows?
I went out to last year out to Wellfleet, and I'm going again to the Coma. Yeah,
awesome.
Absolutely.
Good.
So here's the thing. I hate that you guys are covering this. Swayman definitely has the start because he was lights out all year against Toronto. What I'd rather hear you guys talk about is let's get past this scrub team that we're playing right now and we're actually struggling. And let's look forward to if, like Courtney said earlier, if we happen to move on to the next round, what does it look like? And how bad of a beating are we going to take? Because if we think Toronto is tough, I got news. Like, the Panthers, we're going to get destroyed when Florida comes at us if we're playing like this. Let's not talk about Swayman and Allmark. Let's talk about DeBrusk, for example. Yes, does he have points in the postseason? Yep. But why don't we take his errors versus the points that he's gotten? Because I was at game two, and to watch the puck slide right in front of him, and basically DeBrusk was watching the game just like I was, and they get scored on. It's not our goalies that are the problem. It's the lack of defense. It's the lack of offense. It's the lack of waking up and getting your head out of your behind.
That's
what I wish you guys would cover.
That's
happened once.
Winning this series 4-1 is not struggling in my mind. I can't co-sign that.
They were up 3-0 in the last game.
They look better than Toronto every single game. You know, even the game that they lost, it's like, you know, they're giving away opportunities, but they look like the far superior team.
And Razor said it yesterday on this show. He said in game two, the reason the Maple Leafs won is because Austin Matthews took that game over. That's the reason they won that game. And then you look at every other game, and the Bruins are the clear better team than Toronto.
Right.
I would hope he's a gamer and he's going to play, but he didn't even skate yesterday.
Yeah, he's questionable at this point.
Yeah, they're saying he's sick. And the only thing when you start to look at it, yeah, the Bruins have made a couple mistakes here and there, and they've been sloppy, but the only thing you can really look at is we're all, I won't say all of us, but I'm like, they should win this series. They should win this game tonight and move on to the next series. So what's the biggest thing that we're trying to figure out with this Bruins team in the playoffs? Marchand's playing good. DeBrusk is doing a great job. The thing that we're trying to figure out is are we in a goalie rotation or not? So, like, that's the biggest thing that we're talking about. Why are we going to talk about Marchand looking great when we know he looks great, when the biggest issue we have is what's going on with this goalie rotation? And I agreed with you, Courtney. He should have just stuck to it.
Yeah, I also don't think that it's an issue we have, though. That's where I'm coming from. Whether or not he goes with it, it's not an issue. We've got two very talented guys out there that I think we're in good hands either way.
So why in my not mind, stick with it?
Well, because for Montgomery, if Swayman was the guy that got into the head of the Maple Leafs, then obviously you want to use that to your advantage. I think that's where things changed. Once he started saying, I think he's gotten into the head of the Maple Leafs. Okay, well, then that's going to change things a bit. But I think you can always go back to Allmark.
How is his perspective that the Bruins are struggling in this series?
I don't know.
They certainly, Marchand alone has out-physicaled them. I mean, we were on him a little bit after games one and two, I guess, but he's completely turned around.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that guy was watching.
He's seeing it
differently than me.
I don't want to jinx anything. It's a legendary jinx, but I would find it hard to believe that tonight at home, based on the fact that those guys are crying on the bench, basically, they don't close this out tonight.
I'm not going to make any proclamations because last year I did that and things went horribly wrong. So right. I'm just going to sit here and watch.
When you said the Panthers were done, I think.
Game one.
I think the reason they're playing this well, Greg, is that Scheim said they were going to be bad in the playoffs.
That's true.
But the only thing I care about, Greg, is should the Bruins and Celtics advance, will there be another event at the Garden with more new menu items for the second round of the playoffs? Because I need another Jackson.
Yes, we need more Jackson on the street. I agree with you. Our man on the street.
Need Sean to be ready to go.
He's currently busy eating burgers that came in this morning for Timeout Tuesday.
Good luck, Sean.
By the way, thank you to Timeout Boston for the food on Timeout Tuesday. Today it comes from A&B Burgers, which Wiggy has been enjoying since they arrived. Good.
Yeah, you know, they got multiple burgers.
Are they hitting?
And they brought the fried pickles, and I love some fried pickles.
You do love frickles.
Yeah. I love frickles.
And hey, so truffle
fries. They ain't hitting, though.
Huh? A&B Burgers at Timeout Market is an 8-time Best of North Shore winner by Thomas Holland, and they have brought their elevated burgers to Timeout Market for their first quick serve concept. So You can find six of their signature burgers on the menu every time you go to Time Out Market over at Fenway.
What's your favorite way to have a burger? What's your favorite accoutrements?
I had one. They have a sweet and salty one that they brought this morning. I had one bite of it. It's really, really good. It's burrata cheese, bacon, fig jam, and romaine lettuce.
I had the barbecue one.
Did you like it?
I cut a barbecue in a piece.
You got to try the maple bacon burger.
A maple bacon burger?
Yes.
All right, I'll get it a little shot.
Like a smash burger.
They brought several delicious. They brought the Royale with cheese.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's the smash burger, cheese, onion, pickles, ketchup, mustard, all that stuff. All right. Curtis, for you next. Mystery guest.
I can't wait.
I have a little announcement to make about a foundation event. Musical artist will
join
us.
Can I pick the rejoin?
Well, the rejoin after.
Okay, deal.
Because otherwise, if you get it right, you'll blow it.
Nope, I'm always premature.
All right. This individual, I'm virtually guaranteeing, is unfortunately rooting for the Toronto Maple Leafs this evening. So we'll talk to that individual next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Well, as I mentioned, I have a little announcement to make, and we are joined by a musical artist to make that announcement. And that this musical act helping the Greg Hill Foundation raise money, which I so appreciate. But I'm doing it for Curtis as a mystery guest. And our guest was born in Toronto. Good morning, mystery guest.
Good morning. I thought I was Brian Johnson from AC/DC, but with that intro music. But clearly, I'm keeping up the ruse here of the mystery guest.
Now, listen, born in Toronto, does that make you, this is very important, does that make you a Maple Leafs fan?
Long-suffering Toronto Maple Leafs fan. It could all be over tonight, as you know. Of course, you're calling me from the enemy city, but... you know, it could all be over very quickly.
Yeah. Are you, do you expect to be standing out of doors at the arena tonight and crying at some point with the rest of the Maple Leafs fans when this is over?
I'm done crying for this team. It's been too long. And Brad Marchand and the rest of you guys have owned us for far too long. I can't cry anymore. All my tears are gone.
Curtis, do you want to make your guest, or do you have a question?
Well, I'm just this is
your
just,
guess at the guest.
This is just so amazing. I just want someone to pinch me.
Who do you think? Curtis thinks he knows what band you're in.
Well, I love you guys. You are the greatest. You helped me in ways you don't even understand in the '90s. Old Apartment is my absolute favorite song.
Yeah. So you're saying Bare Naked Ladies?
Bare Naked Ladies, the great, great Bare Naked Ladies.
Oh.
Yes. So. Welcome to the show, Tyler Stewart, who is the drummer of the Bare Naked Ladies. Tyler,
Big thanks.
Thanks for calling us this morning.
My pleasure. And it's nice to know, Curtis, that my band and my hockey team have helped you through so many hard times.
You know,
my hockey team by losing to your Bruins, and my band by singing the songs that make you happy.
Right. Your hockey team by losing, and when I was a loser, you helped me as well. So thank you very much. Double win.
You're welcome, Curtis. You're welcome.
Thank
my pleasure.
What is the mood up there when it comes to Leafs fans, and who are they holding accountable?
It's the same story every year. Honestly, it's a core four who get paid a lot of money and have an amazing regular season, you know, score the most goals, et cetera, and continually come up short in the playoffs every stinking year. Yeah. So this year, it's got to be the final year. This has been, you know, year eight of the Shanna plan. And Brendan Shanahan, you know, obviously a known winner, a proven winner with the Detroit Red Wings over the years, has not managed to put together the winning combination, whether it be coaching, goaltending, goals that dry up, high octane offense that just goes to sleep in the playoffs. I don't understand it, but obviously I'd say the mood of the city is like my mood right now, resigned.
Well, I think your coach made a mistake by calling Brad Marchand out.
Oh, well, you know what? Don't poke the bear, right?
Yeah.
It's like every time we quote-unquote poke the bear. Now, I'm not trying to pump the Bruins' tires here, but every time we poke the bear, whether it be you're up 4-1 in the third period in 2013 and somebody takes a run at Lucic and he scores the tying goal, or he scores the next goal, and then bam, they tie it up and win in overtime. It was 4-1. Anyway, that you poked the bear then, and this time, you know, Domi running into Swayman in the timeout just got everybody riled up. And when you get a guy like Marchand riled up, what does he do? He doesn't do something stupid anymore. He just elevates his game and takes over, and he's done that.
Curtis, emergency top three best bare naked ladies songs in your mind?
Well, I love I'll Be That Girl. I love all the
Platinum. Wow, you like the dark stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy.
He's a dark guy.
Yeah. Not a lot of sunlight in here.
My Old Apartment is arguably a banger, like one of the all-time great bangers. I will say that, Curtis.
And years and years ago on the radio, I made an ass of myself drunk trying to remember the title of If I Had $1 Million. So that has to be on the list as well. So those would be my power.
Yeah. Well, that's an interesting three songs there. You know, it's funny, when we recorded The Old Apartment back in 1996, past the Geritol, we knew immediately that it was a banger. And it's just one of those songs that, it's funny, when it was originally written, it was more like a Smith song or a Morrissey song. It was in 6/8 time, which is kind of a sort of a more swingy time. And it was a lot more melancholy. And then we tried it in rehearsal. I just put this, you know, for lack of a better phrase, AC/DC style rock beat behind it. And, you know, suddenly it turned into a whole different animal. And it's been one of our songs that we've played every night, you know, since we wrote it, you know, in 96. And yeah, we love that song too.
And don't you guys have a close relationship with Boston? Didn't Mix, which is now no longer Mix, but didn't the radio station Mix 98.5 play a bunch of your songs early on? Is that correct?
Oh, man. Every station in town played our songs because of a certain genius in the Boston area called Andrew Gavazos. He was our promo rep at Reprise Records. And for some reason, he had every radio station in town playing us. And so City Hall Plaza, 1998, when the Stunt album came out, you know, the one that has 1 week and the other hit song, which is eluding my mind right now, which is crazy. I am getting old. It's all been done. We played at City Hall Plaza, and because every radio station was playing us, you know, I think 80,000 people showed up. The police were there, and they were like, yeah, I think you got 80,000.
Uh-oh. We lose him?
God, this never happens when he's a bad caller.
AAF phone?
Oh, man.
Oh, geez.
If you guys want to go home, I'll just talk for the rest of the show. This is awesome. This is absolutely incredible.
I'll hang up because we clearly lost him completely. Mm-hmm. I'll hang up and then he can call back.
Uh-oh.
No 978 texter. This is not for the ratings.
Curtis is very knowledgeable on bare naked ladies.
Oh, man.
Where'd they get their name from?
Well, it's not barn naked ladies, which is what it says on Twitch, unfortunately. But,
whoops.
And I'm glad Brian needed to know well in advance to set this up. I kid. But,
how old is Brian? He probably doesn't know the band.
He has probably never heard of the Bare Naked Ladies.
How old is he? 27, 28, something like that?
I was thinking he's younger than that. Like 23, 22. So where did they get the name from? Does, you know?
You'll have to ask Tyler Stewart if he calls back.
Curtis seemed like the super fan.
I don't know that. I do know, though, fun fact about me, Greg, I lived in England. And when I lived in England in 1999, I saw the Bare Naked Ladies perform at Shepherd's Bush, which is this small, like, 3,000-seat concert venue.
Huh?
It was all the American or North American bands that would stop through. It was spectacular.
I mean, they are a really, really good band live.
Awesome.
A really, really good band live.
I mean, I've heard If I Had $1 Million before.
Yes, of course you have, Lee.
Yeah. I mean, I know the name, and I've heard that song. I'm just interested to see where they got that name from.
Yeah, 1 week is a bop. You've probably heard 1 week.
Everybody's heard that song.
Yeah, maybe.
It's the biggest white person karaoke song on the planet.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Outside of Don't Stop Believing.
Okay, there you go.
Don't Stop Believing.
And Greg,
if Rory McIlroy is karaokeing Don't Stop Believing at a golf tournament, then you know it's the biggest, one.
And this song's album should be a Bare Naked Ladies song. Who Needs Sleep? Great tune.
Yeah.
That's a bop.
All right, let's take a break. We'll see if we can get Tyler back from Canada on the show, because I do want to make a little announcement.
All right.
And they're playing at Fenway, too, so we can talk about
that. Right.
And, and we can bust his balls more about the Maple Leafs. So we'll be right back.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.